Montreal's municipal election results are in. Soraya Martinez-Ferrada of Ensemble Montréal has been elected as the city's next mayor. At the time of this report, polls show Martinez-Ferrada won with 43% of the vote, defeating Projet Montréal's Luc Rabouin with an 8-point lead. Rabouin is now stepping down as party leader for Projet. Benoit Langevin served as the spokesperson for Martinez-Ferrada's campaign and as a city councillor from the district of Bois de l'Est. Here he is at Ensemble's election gathering on Sunday night.
Pragmatism, less ideology, more concrete, adapted to your milieu, adapted to your borough. Respect the fact that every borough is different. Not arrive with a one-size-fits-all. That's what Ensemble Montréal is all about.
Ensemble won with a mandate to speed up private housing developments, partially using AI to expedite the permit process. They want to commit to 20% social and affordable housing through regulations and fines. They have promised to freeze all current bike lane construction and audit cycling infrastructure. They have promised to increase police spending, saying they want to double the number of police and social worker teams. They also want to see an increase in security generally in the city, including more cameras in public spaces. Reports show only 36% of eligible voters cast ballots in this election. Ferrada won with roughly 170,000 votes. That's about 14.8% of the voting population. With files from Zach Dutra and Deidre Denovich, I'm Adam Innes.
CGLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio. Hello, 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 hello. Everybody
else.
What's
up? What's up?
What's up? What's up? So, what did we just hear? We heard
Tipping Point.
Tipping Point by Megadeth. That was the new single from Megadeth, Tipping Point. There's a video out for that, too. They're 107 years old, each member in that band at this point. And that's the last album, and it's fine, you can do that. Last album, and they'll be doing a final tour. I know they're coming here with Iron Maiden and Anthrax.
That's the last tour.
No, I don't think that's the last tour. Well, no.
I think they're going to do a headline tour.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're just going to show up for this one. You know, and like Aldo, like you were saying, in about 5 years, they'll be back to play at the Plains of Abraham in Quebec City. After they've retired.
When he needs to pay another mortgage or something.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that's how it goes, though, and that's fine.
Yeah, well, if Kiss can do it and if Motley Crue can do it, then good on them.
Yeah, that's right. All right, let's do this.
We'll still go see them.
We'll still go see them, that's right.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
Yahoo! You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
May the Force be with you. Goodbye, old friend. May the Force be with you.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
All right, we'll do that one after. CGLO 1690, Thursday. It's Thursday.
We have a special guest.
Everyone knows that it's Thursday. We have a guest tonight. We have Post Lovin' with us.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we have Charles. Say what's up.
What's up.
And we have Alex.
What's up.
So, that's right. Both vocals in Post Lovin'. Tell the people what you guys do in Post Lovin'.
I'm Charles. I play bass, and I do backing vocals.
I'm Alex, and I play lead guitar, and I do vocals also.
Perfect. And what are we here to do tonight?
We're going to listen and talk about a new EP that just came out.
Yeah.
Blasphemy of Blood.
Blasphemy of Blood. When did this come out? Last week?
Yeah, I think last Saturday. No.
November 7th.
So, last Friday.
No, it was November 8th. November 8th.
Yeah. Okay, so, hey.
So, last Saturday.
You guys did a show Thursday, at Fatale. You guys had your EP release party at Fatale last Saturday. But there's a metro strike. How was the turnout?
Yeah, it was pretty fucking good, actually.
Yeah.
It was not packed, but people were all in the pits. It was good.
My buddy was there.
Yeah, for real?
It took 5 seconds to get the mush pit going, and I was like, fuck yeah, well, that's what fucking
was,
people
He
do.
Was
yeah.
very sore. My right, friend was very sore the next day.
That's three. I think I told the program director 8, Max. Swear words, Alex. Swear words, yeah. It's okay. You should have heard the guy from Jay. You should have heard Jay. You were here for that, actually, Jay from Bayway, the lead singer of Bayway.
The guy from New Jersey.
At one point I said, you know, F it. I said, screw it. Just go ahead.
I said duck.
Yeah, you said duck. It was quack. Yeah. All right. You know what? Let's just jump into the first song from your new EP. It's the title of the EP, Blasphemy of Blood.
Any story behind that?
I don't know. We're not really good because we're French. We're not really good with finding title for a track.
Well, that's a pretty good title.
Yeah, we're like, we need some demonic thing. And I just look up some word and we're like, that's sick.
I mean, the vibe around the song is mostly like, you know, the desert and like there's not much rain. There's not much rain in the desert. Like people are fucking...
don't worry.
people are praying like for water. They're praying to have food and stuff, and that's pretty like around that stuff, you know.
Yeah. All right, let's just get into it. Blasphemy of Blood, Post Lovin', CJLO 1690, Electric Messiah.
Yeah.
CJLO 1690, Post Lovin, Blasphemy of Blood. Where do you want to go here?
No.
Yeah, I paused that. I made sure I didn't make that mistake again. Electric Messiah Radio. It's Thursday. Chucky, Charlie, yeah. Alex, what's up, guys? Yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
very good.
I
like that.
Yeah, like that a lot. All right, let's just go again. Let's play As We Run.
Right up.
Tell me about this.
It's a song I wrote about war, and yeah, it's pretty speed metal. It's pretty slap in the face, you know.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
As we run, because so horrific that people are like always running around and they just want to find the end of the war. You know, they're just running for their life, and that's pretty much the title of it. You know.
All right, let's jump into it.
It explained itself, you know?
Right. Here it is, As We Run, Post Lovin' from the Blasphemy of Blood EP. CJLO. CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah
That's
Radio.
Sick. Yeah.
As We Run by Post Lovin from the Blasphemy of Blood EP.
And it's not even 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Amazing. My favorite.
It's 158.
It's 158.
My favorite.
That's
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Little punk.
What does Post Lovin mean?
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely
nothing. That's exactly what it means, for real?
No. It just means nothing.
I was like, oh,
you want it, you have to search it up.
Yeah. It's after sex?
I don't even know.
It's post-loving?
It's what you want it to be.
After drugs? After sex?
After drugs?
After a cigarette?
After chocolate?
After drink? All of that, yeah.
It's all of that, yeah.
After right. playing.
Okay, so forget the title of the band. means nothing.
No, but it's cool, because when you put it everywhere, it's just us that pops up, so it's cool.
That's right. Yeah, well, yeah, it's fun to say post-loving.
Yeah. When you write post-loving in Google, it's only us, it's not...
That's a good point. Yeah. Last week I was talking to Steve from Inertia, the singer from Inertia, a band out of Buffalo, New York, and he said that there's so many bands named Inertia, and have they not heard of Google? Can't they just look up, oh, let's call ourselves Inertia. First, let's check and see. Oh, there's 87 other bands called Inertia.
Yeah.
But
you don't have any chance after
but
that. But
he said something about, he wrote it in a different way.
Yeah, he just wrote, Inertia. Well, a lot of bands these days just write the state initials where they're from. So it's Inertia NY, Bayway NJ.
Yeah.
Like Kublai Khan TX. Yeah. That's right.
So is it a happy accident that I did dumbass?
No one's trying to call themselves dumbass, I guess.
And it's the first thing you can find on Google.
And if you write dumbass
in
Google.
I find it fire. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Because no one wants that.
Yeah.
No one wants that name. That's like the song, Mr. Roboto.
Oh yeah, who sings that song?
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
That's it.
We chose the name no one wanted.
Yeah. First. There we go.
There we go. I love this song. Who doesn't like this song?
You can put this lower and then you guys can talk about you a bit.
Yeah. I got one of my friends that doesn't like this song. I was pissed about it.
Yeah. Was that five or are we up to five, Alex?
Yeah. Oh. I think we're not like seven.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that Onion article? They did a fake gang war in the streets where everybody sampled everything there is to be sampled, and there was a gang war in the streets for the last remaining sample that no one wanted. It was Mr. Roboto, The Bloods and Crips were like at war for the Mr. Roboto sample.
The Onion?
Yes, The Onion.
For those of you who don't know, The Onion is a fake publication out of New York.
The first fake news.
The best fake news. It's the best. Here we go. Wait, here it is.
What language is it?
Robot.
Yeah, robot.
I think this is the first time we play other than metal.
My mom really liked this song, by the way.
It's all your fault, Jay. It's all your fault, Jay.
Yeah, no, this is great.
All right. I want to know more about Post Malone. I want to know how you guys meet.
Oh, I met the drummer at my first job.
Okay,
what was that? We like got hired at the same time, and we were both, musician. And
what was the job?
It was a cinema guzu.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are gone. They exist still?
Yeah, they don't. They're starting to crumble
down.
There's
a couple left, yeah.
I actually know that dude, Guzzo. Oh, yeah. That's another story.
That's another story, yeah.
And this guy right there, he just...
Charles.
I was working in Super C. It was like... It was like the shop
beside right next to it. Yeah,
it was a grocery store. And I texted them on Instagram and I tried it.
Really? Well, how long was that?
But really, he just pulled up in my garage and I didn't even know him.
Yeah.
Like the other members like texted him and he just like pulled up in my garage and I was like, who is that guy? And we started jamming and it worked out.
Yeah. Wow. There you go.
We're playing in Metallica.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think everyone bounced with Metallica.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's easy. Everyone knows the
Metallica
song.
Yeah. Of course.
Funny thing, I had to teach the drummer how to play a double bass drum.
Yeah.
And now he's a machine.
He's a machine. Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
Tell us about what are your plans for after this? Do you have any new music that you're currently writing?
Well, we have a festival in this month, the 28th. In Cornwall for River Relief. It's a
I saw a poster for that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a benefit for domestic violence and thing like that. It's like a house that brings people that are in domestic violence situation.
Right.
So it's a good thing.
That's a great cause. Yeah.
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 And I just want to mention a special shout out to Alice that did the production for the EP
from Motorwolf.
Yeah, Motorwolf.
Yeah, shout out Alice.
That dirty EP, eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I love Alice from Motorwolf.
Yes.
Yeah, great crazy. Singer.
Yeah.
Great musician.
Great friend.
And
crazy
great person. Yeah. Yeah. All around. Shout out Alice. Shout out Motorwolf. Yeah.
Big up.
Yeah, big up.
We're actually going to play with them December 6th for the Speed Trap Benefits.
Where is that?
Trash Den in the Fatale.
Yeah,
it's going to be
crazy. Is it a Spider Bear production?
No, it's like I said, it's a Viridian Cult for it's a benefit show for the Speed Trap festival that they does in April.
Okay.
So basically when you do the benefit show, you can play the real Speed Trap show afterward.
Yeah, next year.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a great rotation.
We'll be there December 6th.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. It's a Ravenspell that opened tonight. It's a new band from Quebec City. They do heavy / speed. Yeah, it's cool.
Oh, here we go again.
What is that?
Jay, what did you do? Created a monster. You created a monster. Don't be surprised. I'm just a man who
needs someone and someone to hide to keep me alive. This song is my entire childhood.
Oh, yeah. It's my entire childhood.
It's Jay's, too.
It's more Jay's than anybody else's.
Who doesn't like Stick?
It's definitely Jay's.
Sweet Man in Blue, one of the best songs in rock history. I'm not a
robot. The song that's more meaningful is Don't Wanna Be a Blue Collar Man.
Yeah, that's a great one. All right. where are we at here?
So what do we have next?
The whole show just got destroyed by playing Mr. Roboto. I can't remember. I don't know what's going on anymore.
That's why Styx is a goat.
Yeah. That onion story. I'm just a man whose circumstances
went beyond his control, beyond my control. Just to bless your hue.
Come on, just let it go.
Just let it go.
Man, come on.
Just listen to it.
Mr. Roboto, Styx.
There we go.
CJ Lo. CJ Lo, 1690, we've lost our minds.
We've lost Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
Secret,
yeah.
I got a secret.
I wonder, did we learn what the secret was?
That Mr. Robot is Kilroy.
Is Kilroy, that's right. Yeah. Let's get back to our
Let's
show
play
here.
Some real metal.
Yeah, some real metal, eh?
Organ Messiah.
Yeah. Organ.
All right, Messiah. Let's get into that. Hell Tell yeah. us about Organ Messiah. This is the third song on the Blasphemy of Blood EP, which came out last Saturday.
No, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday.
6 or 7.
It is really just about my anger issues, you know.
It's your right, yeah.
My willing to kill people sometimes.
Okay, yeah. Are you the Organ Messiah, Alex?
He is.
Yeah, yeah. I like to take your organs, if you know what I mean.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if I know what you mean, but I'm sure someone out there does. You can call right now. The phone number. Organ Messiah, CJ Lo. This is Post Lovin'.
Here you go.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back.
CJLO 1690, the Electric Messiah Radio Hour. We're in studio with Post Lovin.
Yeah.
We're here with Aldo and Jay.
Yo.
Good evening.
Yeah. And I'm Chuck.
And Mr. Roboto.
And Mr. AKA Mr. Roboto. And we're here every Thursday from 9 to 10. What else do we got going on here? We got some...
Well, let's talk about that song, because that was crazy.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
That was a really good song. Tell us something about it.
Which song?
The one we just
Organ
played.
Organ Messiah.
Organ Messiah. Didn't we just
But tell us more.
Yeah.
How do you guys, like where do you guys record? Where's your recording studio, or where do you guys record?
It's in Fatale. It's just
everything's
Alice
there?
Place,
it's at Motorwolf. Yeah.
Everything's
yeah,
there.
It's 100% homemade Fatale.
100% Motorwolf Alice.
Fatale certified.
Yeah. Well,
Fatale certified, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's, and it's like our most punk-ish, I say, song. Because, like, mostly skunk beat.
And last beat all the way through, you know.
How many?
It's usually the song we open the show with, and it's just perfect.
Right.
That's the opening song?
Yeah, because, like, the opening just go... And people are just mushing after 5 seconds.
Sure.
That's the goal, you know.
And then the ending of the song is like...
Yeah, our goal is mostly just produce some song that just slap you in the face and make you want to go nuts.
That's, yeah. Hey,
that's your ambition.
Or smash your head.
Or smash your head against the wall. Yeah. I think you nailed the smash your head against the wall vibe for sure. Yeah.
It goes heavier and heavier as the song goes, you know?
That's right. So, you know what? We'll play a promo and an ad, and we'll come back, and we'll play the last song on the Blasphemy of Blood EP.
Perfect.
By Post Lovin. Stay tuned. And then I should play this.
Dive into the ultimate...
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At The Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts...
Remy.
And Danny.
Don't laugh! This ain't reality TV!
Du 20 au 30 novembre, vivez les RIDM, les Rencontres internationales du documentaire de Montréal. Des films audacieux qui réinventent le documentaire et renouvellent notre regard sur le monde. Au programme, projections, concerts, discussions avec les cinéastes et soirées festives qui prolongent l'expérience. Les RIDM, du 20 au 30 novembre à Montréal. Info et billets sur ridm.ca.
CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio every Thursday 9 to 10.
Say that in Italian, bro.
Yeah. I only say a few words in Italian that I can't say on the radio.
I know spaghetti, that's all.
Spaghetti. All right.
Next song.
You say make some... Oh, you say next song, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Power.
So this is the last song on the EP. And it's called...
Also another great title.
Yeah, again, just some demonic thing.
Yeah.
That's
Alex, metal. What's it called?
It's all what I'm all about.
Power of the Baphomet.
Yeah, and what is a Baphomet?
Baphomet is a... Is like
the goat of the goat,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
I'll hail the goat, you know?
Yeah.
Yo, we actually have a big pentagram with Baphomet in the middle of a bathroom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's nice. Yeah,
I got the Baphomet on me every time.
Okay, you got a Baphomet, yeah. And
I got it tattooed.
And
that's from Alice, again.
Oh really?
That was my birthday gift from Alice.
All right.
Baphomet, the thing that I
can
put in my
chair. And you drew a Baphomet right there, sitting here right now. And... if you noticed on the ad for tonight's show that I put in the stories...
It's a Baphomet.
It's a Baphomet with a pentagram right in the forehead.
So let's all pray tonight.
Yeah, Baphomet. Let's all pray to the goat Baphomet. God Baphomet.
We're just a bunch of demonic guys. You know?
Yeah. And let's get into it. This is Power of the Baphomet by Post Lovin on CJLO 1690.
Let's go.
Thank you.
CJLO 1690. That was the Power of the Baphomet by Post Lovin'.
Another sick track.
Another sick track. And that's it. That's the EP.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's 15 minutes of chaos.
Go get it, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Single after single.
Go check it out. Where can people listen to it?
Everywhere. It's literally on every platform.
It's not. I went on Apple. It's not there.
Yeah, not on it Apple and not on SoundCloud.
It is
it
now.
It is now. Because when you texted me like at 7 a.m., I was like, I know it's not.
We were still working.
I woke up. Where
it's
is it?
It's still not.
It is now. It is now.
No, that guy was trying to get it.
No, mais on le sort tantôt.
I went on
it came
YouTube
late because like we put it on DistroKid.
It's still gonna come out.
It's everywhere. It's fine. It's fine.
It is.
It's on Bandcamp. It's there. I saw it. It's on Bandcamp. It's Spotify. It's YouTube. Everywhere. It's Apple. It's everywhere. Everywhere you find music.
What about merch? Do you guys have merch?
It's upcoming, man. We sold it. All the old merch was sold. We're gonna have a new collection with it. We have an alternate design for the bat.
Yeah.
That is on the cover. Yeah, it's going to be
made
cool.
by a fan, and it's just super sweet. It's just so sick.
Yeah, Derek is really cool.
Physical copies? Any physical copies, CDs, records?
I want to do VHS. Tapes. Yeah, I want to do tapes.
Oh, like, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool because everyone has tapes. Oh, I'm being a hater. Sorry.
Don't be a boomer, bro.
It's already on every.
What do you mean? Boomer. Don't be a boomer.
Boomer.
I had tapes. I'm not a. I guess I am a boomer.
Come on, bro. The world is like this because of you, bro.
I got a couple tapes at home.
Tapes
but
are awesome.
Now I have to go out and get.
Tapes are the best,
and it's the cheapest to produce. So it's the best. Yeah.
I'm getting vinyl just because I'm a doomsday prepper.
And we have a festival in the church on Beaubien, like Église Saint-Edouard. It's going to be January 3rd. It's crazy.
What's it called?
What's the lineup?
Fire by the Lake.
No, it's Frozen Lake Fest.
Frozen Lake Fest.
Yeah, it's made by me and Roberto from A&R Production.
Yeah, from Stregoneria.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bobby. Oh, yeah.
What's the lineup?
It's Johnny and Bloods, Trigoneria, us.
Last Dance Among Wolves, Exorcist.
Divine Bloodline, Devils
Spirit
by Definition.
Unbound.
Retaliation. Who's on? There are lots of bands. It's like
the best
10,
of the
11.
Best.
10 or 11 bands. It's crazy.
Okay. How
January
much?
3rd.
It's $15. So it's there's no question. It's all ages.
What time does that start at?
It's from 5 to like midnight or 1. It's going to be crazy.
Okay.
And that beer is going to be cheap.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be cool. You just got to pull up.
Should we play one more song?
Mr. Roboto?
Yo, I actually want to put Devil's Dungeon by Cruel Force.
This band from Germany, and they're just blowing it up right now.
What are they called?
Cruel Force.
The song is called Devil's Dungeon.
Force Cruelle.
Devil's Dungeon.
That's crazy.
This is not
Devil's
it.
Dungeon.
Oh, give me a moment. Keep talking. Keep talking while I try and find
just
this
song.
So what you did tonight,
Devil's Dungeon, and then write the name.
Cruel Force.
You say Fuel Force?
Cruel.
Okay. Whoa. All right. That'll be it then. We'll play the song and that'll be it. Because
thank you so much for coming, guys.
Yeah. Hey, thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
I appreciate
and,
you too.
Good job on the new EP.
Thanks.
I got one last swear word. Can I say it?
Yes.
No. Keep it inside.
Thanks so much, Charles. Thanks so much, Alex.
He's ready.
he looks slightly mad that he can't swear. Here it is. Devil's Dungeon, Cruel Force. We'll see you next Thursday, 9 to 10, on the Electric Messiah radio show. CJLO 1690.
Fine with me.